September 15th. Gotcha. Anyway, we're doing the cosmology series, as you all know. We've been having a lot of fun with that. And tonight we're going to go ahead, Saturday night, September 15th, 2007, we're going to go ahead and do some National Health Federation stuff that I did in the past, which is a lot of fun. And I hope you enjoy it. And also want to welcome my listeners from South Florida. It's always a lot of fun to have you guys hanging out with us. And so we're going to start rolling here. We've been doing cosmology a lot lately. Hopefully you'll go into the archives and listen to what we've been doing there. And we'll go ahead and start rolling Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show with the National Health Federation. And this is some really good stuff. We got about an hour of this. Really cool stuff. We're talking about Jack Richardson here.
I told Jack Richardson, he was a skeptic of Bill, and I told him the ruby, and I told Jack a while after he had that ruby, and he says, Fred, he says, I'm not a skeptic anymore. He says, that ruby kept me up for 3 days. You know, he only wears it a little bit, because the rubies stimulates the adrenals, too. They're all fire, because what happens is they relax the endocrine system, and the hormones in that system just go right to the brain and fire off the synapses at those rates, and at the rates that are, you know, all your feelings come from hormones. And what I cover in my seminars, I teach you how to manufacture hormones in your body, what to take, what foods, how all this stuff works, so you become doctors. I make doctors like everybody. Because you have to be a doctor to figure out all this stuff. So figure if you understand what's going on. See, we treat the system on three levels. That's the primary teachings of what we do in the holistic New Age movement. Ordinary medicine teaches from the grave, right? that's orthodox medicine, right? It's always been there, right? It's nothing more than orthodox medicine is good for things that are on the way up. You pull on, head on crash in a car, a plane crash, you know, cut your arm off, then an orthodox physician is great. They're technicians for the human body. Very necessary for an emergency state. However, if you maintain, you won't be in a plane crash or car wreck or whatever. You know, you won't get in that situation, so you won't need them in the first place. So that's called prevention. Okay, so what we teach, first of all, we teach, you know, the usual, biochemistry, right? I teach that, so I do my own formulas. Now, biochemistry, if I have 10 patients coming to me with all the same disease, let's say they all have a real bad, some form of viral cold, all right, 10 patients come, if I straight use biochemistry, I'll probably get 2 to respond. The other 8 won't, you know, they'll change them, but they aren't going to respond. That's what I call a response. Okay, then the next thing, we go back up, we go to electricity. All right, now if I treat a person with electricity method and biochemistry method, I'm probably going to get 5 of them, half of them. Because now we're getting more common denominators now, because we're approaching the electrical part of the body. But if I teach from what the science is called electrical precursation, meaning the science of what goes on in the body to make electricity flow so that you can metabolize, I get 100% every time. So I figure that teaching this deep in the human body is enough right now. So my seminars go that deep. But realize that takes you right into the science of scalar waves. It takes you into 2 levels of subatomic physics is where it takes you. And in other words, 2 times into the nucleus of the atom, 2 generations in, which you're dealing with velocities of thought, which are beyond that of speed of light. So it's pretty intense, but it's fun. But at the same time, you learn about herbs and, you know, and what vitamin C is and what a bioflavonoid is and what minerals are, and all of this stuff is also covered. And what how do minerals store intelligence and all this kind of stuff, which is fun.
The Department of Health Physics at Caltech.
Yeah.
Do they know this?
No. I don't know. Probably a few of them do. I've been offered grants. I work mostly with UCI. I've got a radio show down there now. UCI is right in the house.
You live here in Southern California?
Yeah, I'm in Laguna Beach. Laguna. I'm just not here a lot.
Most of the time, or are you on the road?
Well, this year I've been on the road most of the time.
Normally at home?
Not very often. I'm home occasionally.
I just want to catch you.
Seminars. Yeah, Hamhart seminars. Saturday I'll be here.
We'll keep track of it.
Can we get your radio program?
It didn't go very far. Since I quit doing Paypox, the one I'm doing now is not that big. What's happening now is that I'm getting out, but you don't know that I'm getting out. Okay? I design systems, big, credible systems. In fact, I got an order today for another one that world leaders use, people that influence consciousness. Okay? My systems are used by major film companies. Major songwriters are using them. Politicians are using them. Kings and queens are using them. Movie stars are using them.
You did say...
So their influence is there. So I'm in the background. I'm in the background.
You did say...
Yeah.
Subatomic, there's something greater than the speed of light.
Yeah. Of course I did. I was born and raised in a laboratory. I was born in a laboratory at the University of Michigan in a hospital, in a special ward. Weirdos when they come in, you know.
Well, this suggests time reversal.
I built a time machine. I built the world's first, as far as I know, time machine and went in it.
Einstein said, speed of light, you don't age. If you go faster than speed of light, you get
younger. Right, you reverse it.
You get younger.
What do you think I've been doing?
He's 105.
I'm beginning to catch on.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Well, somebody's rising up, you know. It's like I've been doing this group here, this Debbie Kenna group here. I don't know, what, a year now? Pounding away on you guys. And believe it or not, there's a few survivors. A few of you are going to come out and start to understand where I'm coming from, and because you're coming from the same place. And I'm telling you that we can easily turn this situation around in the Global 2000 report. It's going to be a fun thing. But there's a lot of people that are going to get pushed out of the way while we make it's like a rotating, a revolving door.
So
yeah.
We have to rise above.
Yeah. First of all, you got to realize what you're in. You know, it's like, you know, you can learn to swim in water, right? But swimming in quicksand, you know, requires different strokes or oil. Okay, so before you start swimming and get up on the surface and playing, you got to realize what you're really in. And those people that, you know, I see so many people in the theosophical movements, metaphysical movements, New Age churches, holistic movement. Don't know what the hell they don't know anything. They're all in their head. They think they know it all. They know nothing. Okay? And so you have to get down a gut feeling. You got to get down. I mean, really down. I mean, you don't know. When I first started lecturing, after I came out of NASA to the American public, how many pegs. Imagine a pegboard, and I'm up on the top. And each time you pull a peg out, I fall. I think I've gone down where I was looking up at the pegboard and still had to fall some before I could start reaching people. It takes a long time to reach people. On the average intelligence level. But when you reach somebody, when you finally reach somebody, the impact is tremendous. I mean, you can turn on an intellectual and that person just intellectualizes. You get down to the American public and turn them on and things happen. You know, they happen. And power is here. That's why the governments have been nursemaiding all of their populace. Like DHEA, which is a life extension thing that I use in the formulas. It was discovered back in the Mexican Yam in 1875. Anything that takes this stuff lives 30% longer without changing its habits, whether it be animal or man. They started taking it out of every single pharmaceutical registry of drugs. Took it all out because it's the hormones that call a drug by the medical profession, even though it's natural. In 1935, they took it out of the British one, which was the last one. So we put it in our vitamins. When we finally rediscovered it, we finally rediscovered it. You know, one company's already ripped off one of my formulas, the USA Marketing, that's out there now that it's going all over the place. They even copied my slogans. And I was down in Dallas and Houston both, I think I ran. There was people at that Dallas show, wasn't there? In the USA booth, didn't they have one of those USA booths there? Do you remember?
Maybe. There was a couple of them.
Yeah. Well, I went up to the people. This is a multi-million-dollar multi-level that's got one of my formulas. But see, I only gave them part of it. I never gave them the whole thing because we were still working on it. It was Don Black and myself and a guy, Morris Mann, who's a life extension there. I only gave them the first part of it. And that's what they came out with, exactly where we had it on the drawing board. And, you know, it was really funny. We knew. Morris told me, he says, the government's going to come down on DHEA. You can't get it from the Mexican Yam. We got to go to Japan. So Morris got on a plane. And we went over. First he went to Bolivia, and then he went to Japan. and he kept throwing off a cliff in Bolivia. He was down there looking in the jungle for this stuff, you know. But we finally found it in Japan, and a certain kind of mussel that grows over there. But these idiots are still making it out of the yam, and they're going to get busted by the FDA, because the FDA came right out as soon as they saw DHEA on the market. Man, they were down on it, because you can't have that, because people live too long. You know, it's a real threat to the life extension programs. You know, you've had some good times with this USA outfit. I'm the only guy that I've always put, because I'm a scientist, I always, with a scientist, when you're ahead, you call it state-of-the-art, right? And the slogan that our company has had for years is state-of-the-art nutritional systems. And what do I see when I get to the health? State-of-the-art nutritional system. They even got my slogan. So then I went up to some of their doctors, right, and I asked them what was so great about their formulas. Because all they could do is run off the marketing plan. None of them knew what the formulas were even all about. It's the funniest damn thing. So I have been ripped off, you know, by a huge firm, and I'm really proud of that. I'm just absolutely toasting that, you know, because we're starting to have some tremendous impact out there now. You know, it's an honor to have something stolen from me, because a lot of times I didn't have anything to steal, you know? A lot of times they tried to tell them my ionizers, but they never could make them work right. We got a little, simple-looking box. There's a lot of little tricks in there, you know? For example, that machine right there, well, the dirtier it gets, the more efficient it becomes. Simply because I'm
real efficient
then. Yeah.
It's probably dirty.
Yeah, they get dirty, don't they? So you wash the whole machine off, you know, just don't get the power supply wet. Then you got to dry it for a couple of days. They won't hurt it. The grills get dirty after a while. That's what yours is?
Well, I've never changed the filter.
Oh, my God. You ever change the oil in your car?
Well, she's V-Power. V-Power
right now.
Well, I
just
put a new filter in
there.
Did you leave them going 24 hours, or did you turn them off when you leave?
I turn them off when I leave.
You turn the ionizer off, too, or just the fan?
Turn the whole thing off. Yeah. You don't need to have it on while you're not there. It just only takes 20 minutes to charge it back up the whole room again. You know, and if you have to have your windows open, put it downwind so that when it blows through the house, figure out which way the wind's blowing. You put it. You can get it that way. You get it through your house. You put it with the doors open and the windows open. It's blowing through. Bam. Then it works. Don't try to make these things blow up wind, because they won't do it. Okay. Now, has anybody got any questions on any of this stuff?
I'd like to relate a story regarding my pyramid.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we teach is, you know, being that have been involved with ELF for a number of years, I've been very active in a lot of these experiments that you read about, because I initiate my own, you know, and I teach people how to initiate, you know, their own. We build a full line of equipment, which I don't drag in for these little introductory seminars, but we have a full line of equipment. I give you an example. Anybody can run this, right? There's a guy that lives 10 blocks from here over in Bixby Knolls. I want to say his first name Roy, but he's on the Long Beach. Well, now he's been on there 22 years. He's been on the Long Beach Vice Squad. He's right in this town. He's a cop, undercover cop, goes in and busts pseudo operations. He's been a Vice Squad. He was 18 years on the Vice Squad when I met him. I met him through the pastor of his church, because the church had one of my devices for negative energy, you know, so that people would have more relaxed feelings while the pastor, you know, gave them their lesson for the day. So Roy says to me, he says, Fred, he says, I'm a cop, I'm a skeptic. He says, I want to try one of your systems, you know, I want to program it. He says, what area do you want to program? And he says, well, one area is real estate. And so he says, tell you what, he says, I'll pay you cash for a system, and the system that he described is about $5,000. I'll give you half down. Let me try it for 30 days. I either give you the system back, and you give me my money back, or, you know, I'll give you the whole thing. And I says, okay, Roy. And I brought him a system. It was 4 radiators, one of our old quad systems. I put it up in his house. You know, and one of the things you have to do, we teach you how to program. You actually have a physical sensation of the feedback. The system actually has physical effects. You can feel the stuff. It's not something you have to imagine, you know. We got the system loaded, and you have these little brown envelopes that you write down your affirmation and put it in there. Like if you want the car, you go down to the car, pick out exactly the car you want, the Rolls Royce, go in, get a piece of the carpet, just pull it out, stick it in the envelope, because that's going to be your car. You program the system, right? So I go back to his house after 3 days, and the last thing I want is a vice squad after me, right? So I go after 3 days and check it out, and the system is just curtain up against one of the radiators that's short-circuiting the ion driver. It's an electronic power supply that pulses energy into it, creates a scalar wave. So I had to fix that, you know? I go back to his house again about 5 days to check it again, right? I got into the room, and I looked in the room in there, and the thing was full of note messages. I mean, there's brown envelopes in every one of the radiators, you know, these big tall units. And he says, you don't have to go in there anymore. I says, okay. I'm not going to argue with this guy. So he says, look, he says, he's had the system 2 weeks. He says, you come back in a week. I says, look, because I wanted him to take my vitamins. I wanted to get him because I knew he was working the system pretty hard. So it was like 3 weeks had gone by now. And I go back to his house, and I gave him some of my Excalibur formula, which has the proteins in it that are necessary to produce the hormone to keep in the altered state. And he wouldn't let me in the house. He met me at the door of his house. He just handed me an envelope, and he told me that was the other half of the money. He was paying me off early. He was totally satisfied. And I said, well, what are you doing with the system? And he told me it was none of my business. But he was satisfied. Just that cut, that hurt. I said, well, Roy, I said, are you happy? He says, I'm damn happy. He shut the door. It's the last time I ever saw the guy, you know? I mean, this guy is intense. He was doing it, you know? Who knows what he was doing with it? I have no idea. But I know that he was doing good in real estate with it because he told me he closed a couple deals since he got the system. And he gave me $5,000 cash. But here's a guy that the basic hardware of this system was probably only about $3,000. Here's a guy that had me go out, and he wanted some ruby. Because he, you know, in the books, explains that the ruby really amplifies pituitary. And I sold the guy a ruby that was this big. It was raw and cut, and it cost probably $500 to $600, a big raw ruby like that. And he had that in there. I mean, this guy, because we teach the mineral part of it. He used some local stones, some quartz. And when I got into that part of the teachings, he went crazy, you know. But I really never gave him that much instruction, just a basic, like a 5-minute course on the whole thing. And he picked it up. I mean, there was no tapes. That his ignorance was just out. I don't think he ever read it. I didn't even have a good catalog in those days. It was just a little bit that I gave him in 5 or 10 minutes, you know. But he knew. Yeah.
Can I ask you one simple question?
Yeah.
How did Methuselah live 900 years?
Well, Methuselah, you know, there are extraterrestrials that come here. I don't know if you know that or not, but they do come. And they do have an
influence.
Yeah, they have an influence on our society. Yeah. And Methuselah was, you know, we first realized that some of the stresses that we have in our society are like when I was talking earlier, and that ambulance went by, or that was an ambulance, because I could tell by the sound of the sirens went by, right? That was an interruption, you know, and you're over by the airport and there's a jet landing. These are stresses. Every time that one of those things shocks your system like that with that racket, it shortens your lifespan a few milliseconds, okay? That's number one. So he, Methuselah, you know, he was like in Peru. You know, it's like when they were talking about Bolivia the other day, 10% of the cocaine crop, 5% of the cocaine crop always goes to the natives. And when Reagan asked, you know, okay, we want to shut down the plantations, the governor of Bolivia says, can't. He says, we'll have an uprising down here because the plantation supply, you know, these natives that live 150 years, because they eat these leaves along with what's called the Arpana plant, and they live long on it. But it's a sacrament. It's not a drug, the way they do it. In Tibet, the Hunzikas, they eat a lot of apricot kernels over there. It's one of my favorite things, too. They live 150 years, 200 years, pretty frequently. And there are areas where there isn't that much stress, and the individuals themselves have a longevity factor built in. Then what happens is you end up getting a master soul in that area that invokes the extraterrestrial intelligence, and he gets a little assistance. And now you can get to 600, 700, 800 years. Pleiadians, for example, live on the average of 1,000 years. That's our central sun, Alcon, in the Pleiades. The Book of Job puts it into the Pleiades because of the sweet influence of the Pleiades, quote unquote. See, every 25,827.5 years, our sun rotates around a central sun in the Pleiades. 12,000 years of that is darkness for our consciousness here, and 12,000 years of it is light. and they have 2,500-year sub-periods called ages, and the whole thing is called by the scientists precession of the equinox, the Pleiades being the equatorial point of rotation.
Good things are going to happen now that this thing is shifted.
Well, yeah, good things are happening, because the knowers are here now. The Pisceans were the believers, but the Aquarians are the knowers. The consciousness is different now, okay? We know. My philosophy isn't, I believe, I know. If I don't know, I'll find out quick, and I'll be a knower. Because a person that's a knower will subject himself to an experience, to actualize that experience, to realize it. You got to realize it before you know it. If you don't experience, you know, if you're not positive, you don't move forward and risk uncertainty, you'll never learn. I'm a constant risk. Made it here today. Each day is, to me, each day, each time the sun comes, it's a whole new world. Yesterday doesn't even exist. Tomorrow will be here when it gets here. The only thing I live in is the now. That's the way you have to be. Just totally accept everything.
There's a couple of things that I'll reference that are available out there on our booth, which is booth 70 and 69. This is a book that we put together, a little booklet called Facts About the Nuclear Receptor. And this other one, even though it's an operating manual that I did for Dr. Donsbach, this is also includes the hows and whys of negative ionization. And it's pretty much a text on ionization and the effects of the environment. It's like an environmental study taken in part from the Global 2000 report that I was speaking on Friday. And it has a lot of information on general ionization, how it affects the metabolic changes, what to expect when you use an ionizer, because a lot of people have a lot of different things happen to them right away that they're not aware of are coming from the use of ionizers. So I'm going to talk about those kinds of things today. But the first thing I want to start out with is talking about what these things are about that you see at the show. The receptors, the diodes, Flanagan's sensor, the pyramids that we used to have, those kinds of things. I haven't spoken on that at one of these conventions in a few years, and I want to kind of update you a little bit. Okay. How many of you are aware that the human being has an aura, what is called an aura? Okay. How many of you do not really understand how that aura is produced in the body? Okay. You want me to talk about how that's produced and why and what it does? See, the aura is what we call, the aura gives you what we call coherence. And if your aura is not functioning properly, many, many, many symptoms of diseases will show up. Nervousness, restlessness, all these kinds of things show up. And unfortunately today, we have a thing called electronic smog or electronic pollution. And there are ways whereby we can negate the effects of electronic pollution. We're down to the technological industrial warfare, you might call it, state of being at this point, because all of the technologies, 90% of the technologies that are embracing us today, are in one form or another detrimental to our health. Okay? Example of that would be power poles, 60-cycle power lines, and these kinds of things. And also radiation. Two cases. One, In 1929, when The Voice of Cincinnati, WLW, went on the air in Cincinnati, Ohio, they had a transmitting power as a radio station of 500,000 watts, a half a megawatt. What they succeeded in doing with this tremendous power was destroying crops, vegetation, animals, and human life within a five-mile radius of the transmitter. So what happened was, this is the first case in American history where the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, came in, passed a ruling on all radio and television stations that they would not have a peak power more than 50,000 watts, or 10 times less than what was happening, because of the devastating effect on human consciousness. Okay? Now, the next example would be low frequency, 60 cycles, like we're lighting up here. It's a well-known fact that Nikola Tesla was the one that invented the dynamo, or the ability to transform direct current that Edison was working on into alternating currents, so that you could use an inexpensive apparatus and transmit power over long distances. This was financed by J. Pierpont Morgan and George Westinghouse. However, when the Chase Manhattan Bank got involved to make General Electric happen nationwide and distribute this power, Tesla was afraid that it was going to have harmful effects on the body, and he created a better source of power called Earth Resonance Generation, which then was a form of electricity that would light our homes and heat our homes. But the unfortunate problem with that was that the power companies, once an initial installation was put up, could no longer charge a fee for the service. So you didn't see that unless you're a Tesla devotee or someone who has studied hard sciences. You're not aware of these things in science that came along, these new technologies that would replace the technologies that are presently hurting us. So finally, we get up into the 80s, and what's happening is in 1980 and 1982, 83, 84, and in the late 70s, we started coming out in the aquarium movement with devices that Tesla-type people had originally worked on, because the money, you need money to build these things, began to come our way again to finance these kinds of projects, and it's here now. So that's what we need to know about. Secondly, we need to know a little bit about motion. You know, the body, the human body, is not a constant. Nothing in the universe is constant. The most consistent thing in the universe that you'll find anywhere is change. The greatest source of distortion to change is resistance, due to some factor in our lives that makes us paranoid or insecure, lack of knowledge. Okay? We were created on this earth to move forward in consciousness and to embrace time and to respect time. Time is here to separate events, not for us to become paranoid about progress. Okay? So these are the kinds of things we need to know about. Now we have to look at evolution. Atoms possess consciousness. And when you have atoms in your body, which form molecules and cells and organs, these organs evolve through life experiences. In these life experiences, these atoms register in the mineral kingdom all these events. And when our bodies go back to the soil, this registration is permanently embedded in the Earth's magnetic field. It's like a magnetic imprint. The Earth's aura. Then again, when we take up new babies and we become reborn again in new bodies, this past experience is then released into our consciousness, and we can draw upon it if we are coherent and move ahead in higher consciousness. This is how evolution in the species, any species, works. It's a fact throughout space and throughout time, everywhere. Now we have to look at position. Okay, our Earth, for example, goes around the sun. We have once a year revolution around the sun. We have a moon that goes around the earth, and we have a cycle there. We have a 30-day cycle as the moon goes around the earth, which causes changes in consciousness. We have 2 weeks where consciousness is raised. We have 2 weeks where consciousness is lowered. For example, when you go into countries like Turkey and you study old laws that are there, crimes that are committed during a full moon cycle violent crimes, the courts will have more leniency than when crimes are committed during the new moon cycle, okay? Because other countries have studied culture. Our country is yet a virgin in its study of its own origin and its culture. Most people don't even know their own heredity. So these things are taken into consideration. The same thing would happen in Turkey and Hungary and some of the other countries when they have the witches' winds, the positive ion winds, as you hear about, the Fons, the Hamsun. This will elevate crime. So what we have to do is take that into consideration. When biochemistry entered the occult field, we began to make observations biochemically, for example, in urine specimens, of what happens to human urine during a full moon or what happens to human urine during a recessive wind condition. In both cases, the same thing happens. Large amounts of serotonin are found flooded in the urine coming through the body. So the pineal gland becomes very active during this cycle. And when you begin to understand just the lunar cycles, you can see how drugs can have an effect on your body from one period of the moon's position to another. You can see how the effects of tides on the earth are, and realizing just as the moon affects the water, that our bodies are mostly water, so does the moon affect the water in our bodies. So that's like the first series of cycles. Then you can go into things like circadian rhythms and biological rhythms, where we have a 33-day cycle, a 28-day cycle, and a 30-day cycle. This is one form of making a position or an observation of where we are with our universe. Even though man is, in fact, the universe, in fact, is of man, and there is a tremendous correlation between the two. The earth should be treated just like a baby. It should be nurtured and respected, and then the earth will give feedback in life. But we have a failure to do that. Now, the next thing that happens is the earth and the moon go around the sun. This takes about a year, about 365 days. During this time, we have four seasons. So what happens is we go around and we have four different seasons. We have a growing period and a mating period in the spring, which you can see how animals and people behave. You can see a summer cycle, and you can see a winter cycle, a period of rest, and then the beginning, the new building again. The spring cycle starts again, the fall, autumn, all those things. Now what happens is we have another cycle. This is called the precession of the equinoxes. This is a greater cycle where we go around still another sun up in the Pleiades. It talks about it in the Bible. We hear about the sweet influence of the Pleiades, all of these different biblical tests attest to that. And what happens is this takes 25,827.5 years, this rotation, right? Now what happens is we have 12,500 years approximately of darkness, and we have 12,500 years of light. We're now coming out of a period of renaissance or darkness into a period of light. When, in fact, we go through this cycle, it then makes it possible for the consciousness within our atoms to become illuminated. And we, in turn, become illuminated. And as you can see in the last 100 years, our science spreads, our spiritual energy starts to spread, build, and grow. And we go through, of course, a period of stupidity like we're going through now, before we come into a millennium of the golden existence. But right now, we've got to realize that we're coming through this period of stupidity, okay? And ignorance is predominant now more than truth. During this time, there are sub-cycles of 2,500 years, and they are given ages. Aquarian age, Piscean age, Taurian age, Aryan age, all of these kinds of things. These ages talk about the seasoning of consciousness, the seasoning of human actions. And once during this revolutionary period, when we reach the migratory part, the absolute peak, approximately 144,000 souls leave this solar system and move out into space and go out and go into the heavens, into other celestial places. And when this period takes place, the ones that stay behind, which are called the recorders, you know, there's many different names. The Egyptians had names for them. The scribes, they called them. They then, in stone or other manners, like in Tibet, they do it on all old papyruses, record these events, and great record-keeping begins to take place. For example, when the libraries of Alexandria were burned, The White Brotherhood came in and removed certain records, which were then moved back to Tibet. On Easter Island, things were recorded. Arik von Doniggan made a tremendous study of this. And when you begin to see the specter of the beauty and existence and joy of life on a tremendous, on a heavenly level, on a celestial level, then you really begin to understand what's going on here now. Now, our bodies at this point in time are trying to evolve, because to be able, as we move out into this higher realm of light, we begin to get the influence of other stars. Okay? The influence causes, for example, hormonal changes to begin to change their entire characteristical patterns in the body. For example, first we are minerals. Our body is 5% minerals. Right? The minerals then require enzymes for assimilation. Enzymes deal with what's called pH, potential hydrogen, the pH factor. When the pH factor is balanced, the minerals move into enzymes and then go on in, and we have vitamin assimilation. Vitamins become predominant in the body. Vitamins polarize light to the right or to the left, primarily in human beings to the left. That's where the word lava comes from, lava rotary. In Laya Trail, for example, that term was coined. Then what happens is the vitamins with the light polarized split in two different directions the energy fields and produce a left and right mirror of amino acids, which then reflect upon consciousness, producing hormones as we know them. As we evolve in consciousness and we don't do things like we do to block this growth of hormone structure in our body, what happens is the hormones allow us to go into what's called higher consciousness or the altered state. Some people today will demonstrate that because they have been able to put this balance together to maintain this balance. And that's why we have life extension. That's why we have people like Sai Baba doing what he does. That's why Uri Geller can do what he does. That's why other people, you know, walk on the hot coals like Vernon Craig. And there's a million little things that are nothing more than teasing demonstrations to demonstrate, in fact, there is a higher dynamic working within all of us, that if we allow it to, it will automatically release this higher consciousness. Science fiction, in fact, becomes science fact. That's why we're seeing today Wonder Woman, Superman, and all these kinds of things. So what we have done in health energy sciences and paradigm before that is we have developed technologies whereby we can allow our bodies to grow ahead without the interference of electronic smog, air pollution. Like right now, I'm sure you're breathing 2,000 different chemicals in this very room. You've probably eaten so much poison. The water in Pasadena is the worst ever. I've never seen such bad water. And on and on and on. And this has a negating effect on the body. Okay? So a few years ago, Kurt Donsbach came to me and he asked me to develop something that was better than the pyramid. He says, you know, the pyramid is great. I believe in it. But it's the most ridiculous thing to most people when you wear it. It freaks people out because they don't understand it, you know. Religions look at it as some kind of satanic tool. Other people look at it as a nuisance. When they bend over, it falls off. So he says, develop something that will work on the body radionically that won't harm you or offend people. So that's how the receptor came about. So what we did is we took a design. First of all, we had to take a collecting dish, because everywhere in this room right now, there is microwave radiation. And that comes into your bodies, and the first thing it does is it destroys the pH factor of your body, the potential hydrogen factor. Because if you look at the atomic level, for example, if we look at a hydrogen atom, we have a proton here, we have an electron right here. It goes around approximately what's called the speed of light. Okay? Energy moves in constantly from another dimension. Okay? It moves in. This is called the Niels Bohr effect. It's called quantum mechanics in physics. It comes in the green spectrum and moves towards red in the center of the atom and violet in the outside of the atom. The entire study of radionics is the science whereby equipment is built to address this receiving part of the atom at this exact point. Radionic equipment will tune up the receptivity of an atom towards the red or towards the violet, depending on whether a person is suffering in a particular color band of frequencies, okay? red and white here, red, green, blue, and down violet and brown in the center. That's the way our bodies work. So if we have problems somewhere in the body, we can immediately go to the zone of the body and look at the color factor that's there, radionically then make the adjustments. Then what happens is homeopathic medicine comes in next. Homeopathic medicine is very simple. We look at, before we become a cell, we're first, once again, we're atoms, right? At the moment that the atom becomes a molecule, and a molecule is the smallest form of energy having a chemical characteristic. At that exact moment is when homeopathic medicine goes to work, because all of the atoms in the body, all of the cells in the body, have a small mineral content, because minerals are reflecting light down into lower frequencies to form mitochondrion and all the other kinds of things that are inside of a cell. So homeopathic works with radionics. Radionics sets up the environment and directs it, and the homeopathic remedy then manifests. And you can see other booths out here with electroacupuncture machines, computer control now, with different little wells and samples for witnesses that the homeopathic treatments work in, okay? So this is another area of science that I work with. Upstairs in room 302, you'll see our laser shows. A laser is quite interesting in the fact that it works, once again, right in this region. Because if you study how a plant, for example, behaves, a plant likes to take white sunlight. It takes the white sunlight and separates it immediately into the green. It absorbs the green out into the magnesium atom in the center of chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is the blood of plants. It also becomes the blood of man. Chlorophyll and hemoglobin are almost the same, with the exception that hemoglobin, the red blood cell in man, has an iron atom in its center, where chlorophyll has a magnesium atom in its center. If you look at the geometry of a magnesium atom, it is a three-sided pyramid or a tetrahedron. If you look at an iron atom, it is a four-sided pyramid or an octahedron. Okay? So this is where now shape, nature's shape, begins to make the determination of how we utilize this green light coming in. Then man eats the plant, right? Man eats the plant, digests the plant, and forms ATP inside the cells. Then man, through the Krebs cycle, takes this green energy from the sunlight and separates it into sugar molecules, 5-carbon atom sugar molecules, which then gives the cell energy to continue the reflective action of the minerals. Okay? So you begin to see now how the body works. At this point, we're addressing what's called the pH, or potential hydrogen factor within the body. Okay? We're looking directly at this. A laser, what a laser does is very simple. A laser has inside of it a white light source like the sun. A white light source has all color energies in it. The white light source flashes inside of a laser, emitting and absorbing the green energy. Then what happens is the green energy that is absorbed from the white light, just like the photosynthesis of the sun, then emits one of 7 different colors depending on how the laser is tuned and what gas is in it. So what happens is when you use the laser in your room or in your homes in the healing aspect, you are getting the direct benefit of one of those colors, and it will work into your body. The next thing that we do is we develop receptor-type devices, or devices that will take and make it more possible to easily metabolize this coherent light and use it within our cellular structure. And that's what the scanners and the other things that we've developed are all about. So you begin to see how all this stuff, when we talk about holistic health, it's starting to get exciting now. We're coming up on the edge of something really exciting. So what we did in the receptor, going back to the receptor, is we had to address the pH factor in the body first with microwave energy, right? Realize we're getting bombarded. So what we did is we chose the pyramid shape, the four-sided pyramid, not a three-sided pyramid, because we weren't building these for animals or plants. We were designing these for human beings. And so we put 144 of these little pyramids inside what's called a concave dish, okay? A concave dish is a dish that is slightly spherical, but not totally. And what that does is it will take energy or radiations coming from any angle at any point in time and reflect those energies down on these pyramid filters that are sitting in 144 different locations. Now, the next thing we had to do is we had to process that energy. We had to make it conform to the human growth cycle. This is where we get into the study of mathematics called Fibonacci, or phi series. For example, if you look at a pine cone or a rose, you will see two petals and then another ring of three. Then you'll see 2 plus 3 in the third ring, 5. And then in the fourth ring, you'll see 3 plus 5, 8, and so on. This mathematically builds up in a snail, a rose, a pine cone, or anything that's living. So we did the same thing. We arranged these little traps, these little processing pyramids, in what is known as a Fibonacci ring. This then meant that the antenna system itself was broad spectrum at this point, could receive any form of energy that had any kind of transformation factor. And then it would always, because it was like this, was acting like a lens. It would receive anywhere outwardly, but it would only center itself in a focal point in the center. So we built a bridge. We found the focal point, and we built a bridge. Then what we did is we now wanted to refine this energy. We had it in the right vibratory frequency now, but it wasn't refined. Companies like IBM were, at this point, getting involved with these kinds of projects. One was called the SQUID project. The Maser amplifier, which was used in radio telescopes, at this point was doing the same thing. So it wasn't like we were doing something unique. Several other firms, several years ago, have been developing on similar types of devices, but you probably never heard about them unless you were reading Scientific American or you were abreast of science. So what we did now is we did something the ancients did. We put a gemstone, one of 7 different gems, located at this point, and that became like a diode. So you can go out and you'll see diodes out there. This acts as a diode. Different gemstones now will filter all of this energy into one frequency. The frequency of the green, for example, is that of the emerald, and it goes to the thyroid gland. So then what happens, we focus the energy back through a small hole in the back of the device.
Thank you for listening to the great show.